live across the Northwest and North Wales. That is Sam Smith and Normani and Dancing with a Stranger. My name is Ben Shepherd, and on the phone we have Mr. Taylor from Queen's Park High in Chester. Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you, mate. Am I allowed to call you by your first name, or do I have to go with Mr. Taylor?
Oh, I think we'll let you off.
Okay,
short
we'll go
time,
with Sean.
Yeah.
We'll go with Sean. How are you and the family in the current climate?
Okay. Yeah, not bad at all. School, teaching at school's changed a little bit, but we're getting there. I think we're doing a good job.
Good. I'm sure you are doing a fantastic job, mate. I wanted to get you on today because we actually got a video tweeted into us to @CapitalNW last week that we were watching here at Capital. Just explain this video for us, Sean. What's going on in it?
Well, we kind of took our lead from you, really. On the Capital website, you'd put on a post about the Keepy Uppy Challenge, the toilet roll Keepy Uppy Challenge, and you had individuals like Lionel Messi, Marcus Rashford, who were keeping up the toilet roll for as long as possible. So what we did, we put on the Queen's Park High website, we said, sent our challenge to the students and to the staff, and we said, try and keep up a toilet roll for as long as you can. And with my kind of limited editing skills, I kind of put them all together so that it kind of gave the effect that it was kept up between all the kind of people within the school.
What do you teach, Sean?
I'm a PE teacher.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you were going to go
in the video.
Media studies then or something. I was like, you need good editing skills there, my friend. You need good editing skills. It's really good. It's kind of like the toilet rolls coming in and out of shot, isn't it? And how many people are involved in it? There's so many kids and staff in it.
I reckon there's probably about 35, maybe 40 odd people in it. I mean, we kind of punned it out as the stay-at-home, keep-it-up a challenge. So we're kind of trying to raise a bit of awareness for the students, appreciating the idea that you've got to stay at home at the moment, but adding that kind of fun element to it, I guess.
Definitely.
One of our biggest worries was the idea of a kid just kicking a toilet roll towards a priceless heirloom and it just falling off. I mean, that was my biggest worry.
How can you imagine it?
I had one parent call me and say, well, what happens? How can I use my toilet roll if I've got mud on it? And you can still use toilet roll on your bum. If you've got mud on it, it's absolutely fine, isn't it?
I mean, I've got a joke in my head about mud and something else looking the same, but I think I'll keep that there. I can imagine the family heirloom thing as well. Oh, no! No, John, keep it away from the family heirlooms! Those plates have been in the family for 50 years! Anyway, we've put this video back onto our Twitter, so it's at the top of our feed now, @CapitalNW, if you want to go and see it. Mate, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the show today. You and your family stay safe, and we'll speak to you soon, mate.
Great, all the best.
Thanks, Sean. In a bit. Bye.